Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I just spent some time waiting at the traffic control on Last Chance Grade up on Highway 101, so I figured I'd share some thoughts on why we have so many landslides around here. Now, first of all, I'm not a geologist. I just hang out around geologists, so this is my simplistic interpretation of what they've told me over the years. It turns out that there are a few ingredients that lead to our situation. First of all, we have our basic geology. What we're living on here on the coast of Humboldt is the scrapings from the seafloor. The plate that's under the ocean is being shoved under the plate that's North America. This is happening slowly over time, and as it happens, all the stuff that was on the seafloor is scraped up at the interface and pushed on land. It's kind of like when you use your spatula to scrape the scrambled eggs from the bottom of your frying pan. And those scrapings are what our terrain, right at the coast, was made of, and it's what Highway 101 was cut through. By its nature, this stuff is not very stable to begin with, and then when you cut a road through it in steep areas, it can become prone to landslides. So the road cuts are another ingredient, but the final straw is our heavy rainfall. When that unstable soil gets wet from heavy rain, then it gets heavier, and the interface between the part that wants to slide and the part that doesn't want to slide gets a little more slippery. Therefore, there's more force pulling the heavy soil down and less friction to hold it back so the land slides. There are other factors as well, such as earthquakes, that can help trigger those slides. Now, when you go inland, there's an additional common factor, which is the cycle of rain and freezing weather. If we get a heavy rain event and then the sky clears and we get that freezing overnight temperatures, the water that's in between the rocks can freeze and expand, pushing the rocks apart, and that can initiate a rock slide. Now, from a safety perspective, the basic message is the same regardless of what causes the slide. When driving in steep terrain, and especially during heavy rain and at night, for example, it's always a good idea to drive a little slower and really watch for debris on the road. Even though our good friends at Caltrans and County Roads are great about keeping our roads free of debris, if a slide happens right before you come around a blind corner, it can come as a huge surprise if you're not paying attention and you're driving too fast. If you want a reminder of what rock slides can do, watch for the pockmarks on Highway 199 next time you go that way. On some of the sharp turns and steep areas, there are many small and some bigger indentations in the asphalt from when previous rocks fell. Whenever I see those, I remind myself of how important it is to be looking around the corner and driving a little slower through those areas. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.